Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:03 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is behind the glass. Don't fear. Bo Morgan will be back next week. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And start packing. We've got the wake-up call coming up in a moment. Give us a call on who you would like to see as the new Braves manager, 404-726-0929. They say no idea is a dumb idea. But I would love to see if you could test that theory today.
I was going to say, I think we're going to probably test the gangster on that one.
404-726-0929. We're going to get you caught up before you get into work today. Thursday night football going down tonight. 49ers will be without Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings when they take on the Rams tonight. I mean, they're just down.
It's just every year, man. I said it yesterday. Every single year. This is what it feels like we're talking about with San Francisco. It's Christian McCaffrey. It's Trent Williams. It's Nick Bosa. Mm-hmm. I mean, like that. It just every single year, Brandon Ayuk. I mean, it's just a tale of two different teams, the one during the preseason and the one during the actual season for them. So unfortunate to say the least, but it's something we got to keep track of.
Lane Kiffin made some waves saying that dynasties are over in the SEC. A lot of opinions going around about that.
I can't wait to see what kind of smoke he gets in Athens here in a couple weeks. That's going to be interesting.
For sure. And we do have a few wild card series games today. Guardians and Tigers, Boston and the Yankees, Cubs and Padres. The Dodgers will advance to the NLDS against the Phillies after beating the Reds 8-4 yesterday. And, of course, major news for Atlanta yesterday. Braves manager Brian Snitker is hanging it up, made it known that he is stepping down and will move into an advisory role.
Yeah, and it's like you said, we'll take phone calls on this today and the wake-up call coming up in just a couple of minutes. I've brought up, what, four names earlier that mm-hmm. I've heard that I've already had texted to my phone. David Ross was the one that I got first. Skip Schumacher has been thrown out there. I even mentioned Tony Vitello. There's so many guys. I just hope that they bring in a seasoned veteran. Even if it's somebody that we've seen retreads, quote unquote, in Major League Baseball in terms of managers. I mean, like Bruce Bochy comes to mind as a guy who had success and went other places and had success or might have got fired along the way. There's just so many guys. It's so hard to have sustained success in Major League Baseball that there are some coaches that have been fired, that have rebounded, that have won World Series. So if it's a retread in that aspect, I don't necessarily mind it. But a lot of people, hey, I want a young, fresh face, whatever it may be. I don't know.
We need someone that can hit the ground running because we've got a solid core. We've got a great group right now.
Yes.
And I'd love to see playoff season next year.
Oh, well, wouldn't we all? No doubt about it. And it's just, I think the most important thing, like I said earlier, there's so many different personalities on this team that it's going to take somebody special sitting into that role. Before we go to the wake-up call, I do want to mention the fact that we were talking about New Orleans, the national championship game there in a couple of years. Yep. We brought up cities that we may or may not want to go to. A lot of, not pushback that I'm getting about San Francisco, because I didn't say anything about it. It's just San Francisco, the only major metro area I've never visited in the United States. Like, I've been to all of them. I've partied in most of them. I've been to Seattle. I've been to, you know, L.A., I've been to San Diego, Denver, Vegas, Austin, Dallas, whatever. Like, I've been to all of them. I've just never been to San Francisco. I've had multiple people, Andy Bunker being one of them. Dude, awesome city. Incredible town.
I've heard San Francisco is amazing. It just seems stressful as far as, like, driving and getting around.
Yeah.
It's a little bit hilly. But I do have some support on Twitter right now. At 929 Morning Shift, Tia wrote, Allie, New Orleans, you aren't missing anything.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It does have the smell that you have to worry about. And if you don't If you've never been in New Orleans, which you have not, you don't understand the smell that comes from that town. It is, and I'm not taking a shot because I think New Orleans people would agree with me on this. It just smells like vomit. That's what it smells
like. Oh, wow.
It does. Dylan, am I not spot on? The whole French Quarter smells like vomit.
Yeah, you're very spot on. There have been a lot of people who have been overserved or can't handle their liquor, and yeah.
And they do a very thorough job of cleaning the streets of the French Quarter every night.
But it's just entrenched.
They can't get rid of it.
Yeah, it's no getting rid of it.
Man, the job those PR people have at the Visitors Bureau.
Yeah.
Right. Goodness gracious.
Here's a beignet. Let me tell you about the World War II Museum. Oh, yeah, don't mind the smell. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things. We're trying to let it air out for a while.
Also, too, I would just like to say this. Beignets, overrated.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
And look, I've been in New Orleans. I went to the OG beignet spot. Cool. Overrated. Just not for me. Not for me.
I do think you have to go at least once and just know that you don't want to go there.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
There has to be a concert or an event. I just can't go.
It's an event place.
Okay.
Right? And it's an event spot. All right, 404-726-0929. If you guys want to hit the wake-up call, maybe you have thoughts about a town or city you've been to or haven't been to that you never want to visit. And also Brian Snicker's replacement. Look, we've covered a ton. And you know the deal with wake-up call, guys. We just want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. You already know the deal, and we'll start from the top because it's our buddy, Dan the Man from Decatur. Dan, what's going on, boss? Welcome back.
What's happening?
Yes, sir.
Mike Mafia.
Hey,
man.
You know the vibes.
You know, I would like to see the Braves. I was just talking to Dylan about this. I would like to see the Braves bring Ron Washington back. If he plans on being in baseball five more years plus, I would love to see it. It's only right, bro. You got to bring Ron back, bro. We got to bring Ryan back. Also, on top of that, I know I gave the Falcons yesterday B-minus grade, but let's touch a little bit on the offense.
Okay.
C-plus. Reason is I need to see a little bit more finesse, bro. I need to see a little bit more sauce, man. You know, the pistol and stuff is great. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but, bro, it's a little bit too vanilla. I need a little bit more in the run game. I need a little bit more pizzazz, bro. A little bit more sauce in that pot, and I'm good, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I completely agree with that. I need to see and I don't even want to say more pizzazz. Like, he's like, but we tried to the double reverse. You can tell it was something we didn't practice very much last week. But I'm just watching all these other teams in NFL and college that it's like, man, how can they pull this off?
But who knows what could unfold now that Zach Robinson's down on the field? Because the communication was so much better.
So much better. Maybe that is a thing. Maybe he can look them in the eye and say, hey, this is what we're going to do moving forward. Charlie Warner's going to do this. We're going to run the slip screens. I don't know. There's a lot of meat left on that bone. Ron Washington?
Mm.
He said 5+ years, dude. Ron Washington's 74. I don't think he's signing up for 5+
years. Go enjoy whatever you want to do.
Right. And he's had the health issues like he talked about. Had to take the leave of absence. Yeah. Everything else along those lines. There is a good aspect to it where I think he steps right into the role and you feel like you could make a run at a World Series in year one. Maybe. Maybe that's the only upside. That's the only upside I see to Ron Washington.
I mean, I could see him being part of the coaching staff in some capacity, just not the dude.
Not that guy.
He's not the dude.
Not that guy. All right. That's fair enough. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Mike's Mafia, agent number 78 in the car, man. What's going on, boss? Welcome back.
Man, I swear, every time you solidify why I'm in the Mafia.
Yes, sir.
Talking about the PFF and, you know, trying to figure out who in the heck invented this thing. I guarantee you he holds the record in his high school for most wedgies over his career. But my highest PFF grade came in 1990. I was on the field, had come off the sidelines. I'm coming in finally for a breather. And the coach, unbeknownst to me, evidently kept peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
And he slipped one into my hand, and I looked down at it, and I was just as confused. I had no idea what was going on. Upperclassmen had to tell me, oh, you're having a good game.
Oh, wow.
So that was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could get on board with that style of grade from PFF for
That's
sure, man.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you.
My mom,
always appreciate that stuff. Yeah, I used to keep syrup on the sideline for if one of my offensive linemen got a pancake. You know what I mean? And give him a little shot of syrup in the mouth. You know
really?
What I mean? Wow. Yeah, some syrup for that pancake.
The turnover chain before the turnover chain, we had the syrup for the pancake.
Yeah. There's a pancake. Didn't happen as often as I would have liked it, but let's move on from that. Yeah, you know, maybe one shot of syrup every game. Anyways, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Kyle in Noonan. Kyle, what's going on, boss? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning.
What's going on?
So I haven't heard this name like at all, and it blows me away. But in my mind, this is the number one candidate that I would go after for the Braves. It's Stephen Vogt. The guy was on our World Series team. He was brought in at the trade deadline, kind of like a bench coach, the way I look at it. And I think he had a huge impact on the team in that turnaround and that title.
Yeah.
2 years into Cleveland, young, he's performing. I think there's no better choice if he'll take it.
Yeah, I think that's a very solid call. I have had that name floated to me.
Yeah.
But the situation where he's an active coach already is kind of a little bit different.
Right. They can't talk to him right now, obviously, because they're in the playoffs. And I feel like there's such good momentum with him in Cleveland. Does he want to upset the apple cart?
Yeah. And like I said, there's so many unique personalities when it comes to the Atlanta Braves that I don't know. Like, he kind of, I guess he fits the bill as like a seasoned veteran coach, but man, he was playing like 3 years ago.
I would love to see it. I would.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I see it though.
Yeah. That's, I wouldn't hate it. I don't know. If they were able to hire him, I would not be like, oh man, what are we doing? Like, okay, cool, perfect. He has the youth factor to him. Obviously, the guy knows baseball, and it just kind of is what it is.
Well, I'm sure when Cleveland got him, they were like, who? And we were like, wait, Steven!
Wait,
come back!
I know, man. And David Ross is the name that I've brought up a couple of times. He was removed from the Cubs role for Craig Counsell. I was like, man, y'all are doing this guy dirty. Like, that's not right. I love that guy, you know, from his time with the Cubs and the Braves. Love Dave Ross. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Try to get one more, Dylan. Let's go to Trent and Alpharetta. Trent, what's going on, boss? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
My short list is Bochy. Don't think we're going to get him. I think Buster Posey's probably already got that phone line out to him.
Wow.
One name that keeps on coming back to me. He's part of the Braves organization a while back. I think he might be retired. I love me some Ned Yost. He's a great coach. Won a World Series in Kansas City.
Yeah,
other than that, I think if they're going with a young coach, not too experienced, I think it's going to be a signal. They're going to tear it down, rebuild, let a new coaching staff come in after that. So thank you guys for taking my call.
Appreciate the phone call, Trent. Don't think they're going to tear it down anytime soon.
I don't think we're in a spot.
Everybody's under contract till 2030. Like, that's just it's not. And look, they're really the only – and we talked to Grant about this, and we will again. Haesung Kim, when you signed him, it was like that's the one spot, the shortstop spot. Yerkson Profar had a good second half. Michael Harris had a phenomenal second half. Ronnie will be back. It is what it is. But shortstop's the one spot. Other than that, I don't think you're going to see much movement.
No, not at all. This core is solid right now. Coming up, though, we do have our Braves insider and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, will join us to talk about the possible future of the Braves. What does that look like next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.